Officially opening the fifth and last session of the seventh parliament, Mr. Mugabe said the holding of elections is now the main objective of the inclusive government. This is contrary to Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's statement yesterday that the unity government principals have not yet agreed on the poll dates. Mr. Mugabe also maintained that the principals will have a final say on the new constitution, with others saying that crafting the constitution is largely the task of parliament.
There is now the need for government to assume the management of the process leading to the holding of a referendum. Should the people express their affirmation of the draft constitution, then parliament would be asked to pass it as the fundamental law of our country. Elections will then become a necessary sequel.
Mr. Mugabe called for peace and calm as the country prepares for the referendum and elections.
We are one. Let's remain united. Let us shun violence in all its manifestations. In all its manifestations and latent form, especially as we look forward to our national election.
The draft constitution will be debated during this session before it is taken to a referendum. Mr. Mugabe explains that the Attorney General's Amendment Bill will be among other bills that will be discussed by Parliament.
Furthermore, to correct the irregularities detected following an audit of the Constituency Development Fund, a Constituency Development Fund Bill, which will strengthen accountability in the fund's management, shall be brought for debate by Parliament during this session.
Other bills that will come for discussion are the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill that seeks to split civil aviation into two entities, a regulatory authority and an airports management company, the Diamonds Bill, and the State Enterprises Management Bill that will provide for the privatization of parastatals. Mugabe also reiterated calls for the unconditional lifting of sanctions, which he said are hurting the economy. Meanwhile, Parliament adjourned to the 15th of November, when the Finance Minister will present the 2013 national budget. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.